Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
And now it's time for Izzy in Rhodes, Izzy in Calabria, Izzy in Barcelona. Nevin, where are you?
I'm in Black Lion.
Ah, good man. I thought you might be on a slow boat to China. Off doing your bits and bobs.
Come here, you're welcome home yourself.
Ah, you're terrible good. Just home now, a few days. Ah, it was good fun. The Eurovision's great fun always.
But you love it. You're doing it how many years?
I'm doing it quite a few. It's like asking you how long are you cooking.
I know, true. A few years now at this stage.
Listen, firstly, good to hear your voice and lovely and clear. How's things in Black Lion?
Things are good, thank God. You know, we are good and we're nice and steady, and that's what we want. Steady Eddie, isn't that right?
That's exactly the answer. Now, what are you going to cook for us today?
Well, I thought I'd kind of keep it kind of on a vegetarian theme. We'll do two different curries. But you can put in chicken, you can put in monkfish, you can put in prawns. The first thing I'm going to talk to you is about a cauliflower and chickpea curry, which is really lovely. And it's a curry that you can make ahead, which is really, really simple. So you get a couple of cloves of garlic, some root ginger, you peel it and you grate it, and then a couple of onions chopped. They're just regular white onions. You can use red onions. So,
we love red onions, you and me.
Red onions. Oh, we do.
Red onions.
Marty, if you wanted to, you could put this all into a food processor and blend it and make it, you know, say if you're crushing the garlic. And so you can do that and then cook it off with some oil, a little bit of rapeseed oil. This is the base for your curry.
Yeah.
Into that, we're going to talk about the spices. You're going to put in 2 teaspoonfuls of garam masala, 1 teaspoonful of turmeric, a little bit of paprika, which is unusual. It gives. I'm just using the mild paprika. If you like it spicy, you could use a little bit of chili or cayenne pepper, whichever. Cumin also, 2 teaspoonfuls of that. If you don't want to go and get all those spices, some people will have them, some of your listeners won't. You can just use, you know, your medium curry powder. Will work lovely for this too. So don't be worrying about that.
Yeah, but it's great because you're adding a whole lot of flavours together.
That's it.
It'll be lovely.
It is. You're absolutely right. So the key is to cook out your spices for about 5 minutes, then add in your tomatoes. A can of chopped tomatoes is perfect for this if you pick the nice Italian ones, which is gorgeous. And
they're the lads instead of the vine tomatoes. They're the ones.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, the proper, I think one of the best ones that I've come across is called a San Marzano tomatoes, which is growing near down the heel of Italy where you have been many times, I'm sure. It's a volcanic soil and they're just fantastic. And, you know, a good. It's worth paying a little bit extra for a can of tomatoes.
And they're clearly different.
Oh, they are.
Really?
They are.
Oh, they're sweeter,
they're richer, the flavour's intense.
What is it called again?
San Marzano tomatoes is the variety. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they really are excellent. So, Marty, put them in. 1 pint of vegetable stock into this. Then you let that cook off for about maybe, say, 5-10 minutes. So I'm just going to focus on the cauliflower, but you can put loads of lovely vegetables, courgettes, green beans are in season. Cauliflower is so lovely and delicious.
And it's back in fashionable.
Oh, I know it is. Isn't it great? And I love it.
Tell us about your mummy.
My mum used to do a lovely kind of a cauliflower morning, you know, with the cheese sauce and breadcrumbs.
I know. There was a white sauce you used to get over.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that the one? Yeah, okay.
That's it.
I remember cauliflower when it was the most exotic vegetable going.
I know. And then, like, mum used to do in a Sunday lunch ratatouille, and, you know, a lot of the locals wouldn't know what it was. And I wouldn't have known, you know. So it's just interesting to see the way the Irish palate has changed and people's taste buds.
It's fantastic because that's the broadening of everything, which is terrific.
You know, it's nice to inspire people. And, you know, I mean, like, we're talking about lovely vegetable curry, like cauliflower is a firm vegetable, so it's not going to go to mush in the curry. Because this will take about maybe half an hour from start to finish to cook. And you can make it in batches and you can freeze it, the sauce. And then I would add in the cauliflower. Cut the cauliflower into nice florets and cut them in half, and then they'll cook evenly. And then a can of chickpeas go into that. Sometimes when I make this, I throw in red and green peppers, which are gorgeous, and that's what they are. And then the last thing, when your vegetables are cooked, you want them nice and crunchy, but just cooked and not mushy. That's really important. Mm-hmm. Some chopped coriander, or I use some lovely basil, and then serve that with a little bit of naan bread, yogurt, and mango chutney.
Oh,
and
lovely. Yep. Lovely. And you just need a plain naan with that, because otherwise it's just another flavour you're adding into.
Well, that's it.
I would always think.
You have enough in the curry.
Yeah,
you have enough in the curry. curry. You're absolutely right. So that's one of our very simple curries that you can make ahead. And you, as I said, just to recap, you can put in some lovely monkfish, you can put in some cooked chicken, you can mix it with some prawns. So it doesn't have to be vegetarian. It's just to give people inspiration. It's lovely. So this one is a vermicelli curry with some vegetables, lime and coconut. So we're going to make up a little paste with some root ginger, garlic, some long green chilies in this. And then you blend that in a little kind of a food processor. So that's going to be the base. Put that into the pan. You're going to put in... You're going to put in some aubergines into that, vegetable stock, some coconut milk, and then some broccoli. I know you're a big fan of the broccoli.
That's the only thing that keeps me from the end of my life, broccoli. It's the only thing that keeps me going.
I love it too. And it's very versatile, and it's lovely in this. And again, the key is just doing your little paste with the coconut milk, cook that out for a few minutes, then add in your aubergines. And aubergines, I'm going to be honest with you, I could take or leave sometimes. You know, they're fine. They're spongy, they're fine. You know, they can absorb flavours. You know, they're not as kind of watery as they used to be. You know, used to salt them up years ago. But listen, you can leave out that. You know, you can just do this with some cauliflower.
What's happened that they're not? What's happened?
That's a good question. Probably the way they're growing them. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm only just. I don't honestly know, but I'd say they've kind of changed. The maybe the variety or the growing of them. And you know, the very famous kind of like. Dish the moussaka, you know, with the mints and the aubergines and different things like
that's
that.
Right, the Greeks
some people do like aubergines, and you can use cauliflower, you can use peppers. I've given you three vegetables: the aubergines I spoke about, tender stem broccoli, and then sugar snap peas. So that all goes into your lovely curry. You poach it in that lovely curry sauce, a little bit of caster sugar, a teaspoonful, and the rind and juice of one lime, which will give lovely freshness. Now we spoke about vermicelli, so that's a very kind of very, very thin kind of like ingredient that you're going to use for this. So these are the rice noodles.
Yes.
You can use egg noodles, but you actually poach them in that lovely curry. So get a packet of them. These are the really fine ones, yeah? So they're going to be nice, and they're going to cook within 5 minutes, so it's beautiful. They're really, really good. If you did want to use egg noodles, there's ones you'll get in the Asian market, and they call a 0-2 noodle. We use them in the restaurant for like staff teas. And
what does that
gorgeous.
Mean, 0-2?
Yeah, so it's a good question. They're a really fine noodle made of fresh eggs. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
But they're really fine, and you just pour boiling water over them, so you don't need to power cook them. You're not dirtying another saucepan, in other words.
All right, I'm with you now.
So we've said the rice noodles in this, which is perfect, but you can use regular noodles, and then all your vegetables go in. Then you just finish that with some toasted coconut flakes and that, a little bit of coriander, and that's really it. I mean, coriander seems to be the herb of choice in a lot of curries. I like basil. You can use some regular parsley if you want to, because not everyone likes coriander, but I do like coriander, and I love basil, so you can use both.
Well, that sounds lovely. They're gorgeous. They're two great recipes, my friend. And not a bit of meat inside.
I know you're going to kill me.
Did you say that we really shouldn't, that some days we shouldn't have meat, don't they?
Listen, everything in moderation. I think with meat, I mean, you need it as part of your diet, protein, you know, and it's lovely to have a little balance, you know. I mean, that's why I'm giving you suggestions. Monkfish, a fish curry would work really well. And both serve with rice, by the way. I should have said that. You can use brown rice or regular rice or whatever instead of the noodles. So, yeah,
if I have the brown rice, do I have to wear sandals? That's what I always say, brown rice and sandals. Open-toed sandals.
I've never heard that before. Why?
I don't know. Someone said it to me once. Anyway, this is lovely. So spicy cauliflower and chickpea curry and vegetable and vermicelli curry with lime and coconut. And it's available on the Martin in the Morning on the webpage if you want to do it yourself. I'm trying to think of a song to play today, and the only song I know, that mentions vermicelli is Bangers and Mash with Sophia Loren and Peter Sellers, I think.
Wow, very good.
I'd say I'm wrong. Because I'm normally wrong.
But you go home and get your sandals on now.
I'll get home and get my sandals and my brown rice. And anyway, vermicelli.
And your aubergine.
Anyway, here's Bangers and Mash from Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren. I hope I'm right. Anyway, keep the faith,
you're
my friend.
Right. Have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you next week. It's just so lovely to have you in Ireland. Because you've been everywhere, haven't you?
Well, I've been to Portugal. I've done a new show for RT and we were there for 2 weeks and we had a lot of fun. So it was great.
When do we have that in the telly?
I think that's on in September. And can I be honest with you? It was probably one of the best trips I've ever had TV-wise. I just thought it was fantastic. I loved it all over.
What? Did you just enjoy the place or the experience?
I just enjoyed the people and the experience and the food. We were cooking with a lovely 89-year-old lady who was showing me how to cook eels and, oh, she was just inspirational. And that's just one example. And we went to the Douro region and Porto and Lisbon and I was thinking of you and I was sampling that lovely Portuguese red
wine. It's gorgeous, isn't it? Isn't it gorgeous?
Ah, that's amazing.
But Portugal is lovely. Portugal is...
I love it.
It's terrific. Great. Well, we were in Lisbon a few years ago and I just fell in love with the city. It's just...
Oh, it's great.
And the people are really friendly and everything. It was just lovely. Anyway.
And then we were eating this famous pastry called pastel de nata, which is their kind of custard tart. We went to a place that probably sells 2,000 or 3,000 of them a day.
He
wouldn't give me the recipe, but he was making them. And there's only three people that know the recipe, but it was absolutely fantastic.
You'd close them down if you had the recipe, because then you'd be making them a black line. You must be off your rocker.
No chance.
Listen, I'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
God bless you, Nevin. Keep
have
the faith.
A great weekend.
Bring
Bye.
On the bangers and mash.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.